to Tea with Tay, episode 2. I'm Taylor J, the creator of Talk Mental Health with Tay. Thanks so much for the lovely feedback from episode 1. I really appreciate it. And you really put me on a high buzz when I'd uploaded it. It was just really nice to hear that feedback. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as you did the first one. So today we have two special guests. Who are also in a relationship, just saying, also in a relationship. Sean and Jeanne, they're here to talk about today's topic. University is the topic of the day. University. The big U, guys, the big U. Yeah. So, guys, Sean and Jeanne, could you both let us all know, like, where you went to university, what degree you got when you graduated?
So I went to Coventry University. I graduated in 2016, I'd like to say. I can't really remember at this point. And I did illustration and animation and finished with a 2-1.
I'm Jeanne. I went to the University of Sunderland and I did dance and photography and I graduated 2018.
Yeah, we're all the 2-1 crew. Yeah. I went to Liverpool John Moores Uni. Oh, I had to think then, actually. Forgot where I went. Liverpool John Moores Uni. I did law. I graduated with a 2-1 in 2018. Before we get into it, I just want to make a serious point, basically, that we're not trying to put you off university. We just want to make you aware of just some of the things that we didn't consider, like, before we moved to uni. And a lot of the stuff we'll refer to will probably be about moving away, but I feel like that's still relevant whether you're commuting or if you're really local or whatever. But we did move away for uni, so yeah, guys. So are you ready to get started? Okay, so guys, I'm just gonna ask Sean and Jeanne a few questions about their university experience, their thoughts before they were moving, how they felt when they graduated, just their outlook for the future, things like that. Because university is so like such a broad topic, and I just think we need to be realistic about it rather than, what was the word?
Romanticise.
Yes, that's the one. Romanticise it. And so I just want to be realistic about it. I think before I moved to university, I was thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to go out every weekend, it's going to be the best time ever, and that just was not the case. It might be for some people, we'll put that out there, but for us guys, it was a bit different. So, yeah, guys, anything you want to say before we start?
Just gonna try and be as honest as possible, like, not to put people off. Just, we want people to know what they're going into and just consider everything before making the choice to go to university.
Yeah, 100%. Because actually, to be honest, I feel like my college didn't really, like, it didn't prepare us for uni at all. It was just brought the uni scene. This is the courses that we do, and that's it. What were your ideas of university before you attended?
Wow, you see, my idea of university was going to be like what it looks like when it's in films, and you know, in like TV series where everybody's just like, well, in America, I guess, yeah, it's like college American, or whatever,
yeah,
where everybody's just living their best lives on campus. You know, people are barely even going to lessons, but still somehow getting good grades. You know, you make like a million friends, you're always partying and just living the high life. And it was not.
And we can all vouch for that. That was the same for all three of us. That's not how it was. Did you think the same, Char? Like, it was going to be like America?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like, you know, crazy parties and stuff all the time. And don't get me wrong, I did a lot of partying, I had a lot of fun, but I just didn't consider that things wouldn't always be so good and that I wouldn't always be... Yeah, okay. I just thought about the fun. I didn't think about the seriousness or even how hard university is, like the work and stuff.
Yeah. So did it live up to you what you thought it was gonna be?
To a degree. I mean, I had some nights where it was fantastic and you know, the lessons were quite fun. I expected that I'd be in more days than I was, and I definitely was not. I was in like 2 days a week or so. I learned that studio time was very important when I got to my final year, because in the first 2 years we just spent a lot of time messing around, whereas in the final year it was like that studio time became very crucial. But it also didn't live up to expectations in some degrees, because I expected to get maybe a little bit more from my degree, so to speak, and I expected people to be better than they were. There was a lot of times where people would do some things where it'd make you question your friendships, and you'd realise really how ruthless the world really can be. You're not in the bubble that you believe that you're in when you're at university.
Yeah, I feel like university really does introduce you to adult life, like, and finding out people's true colours and stuff like that. Like, this is stuff you don't think about.
Yeah, you just don't.
Before, you just think, yeah, I'm going to go, all my friends back home are still going to be my friends when I finish and all this stuff, and it's just not the case. Like, well, it might be for some of you, but for me it wasn't personally, so, yeah. So did you guys think before you like started uni that mental health would even be affected or anything like that?
No, you moved? I didn't, because when I went to college, I had a whole new set of friends because I went to a college that nobody from my school had went to. So I'd made a lot of friendships there. And to be honest, my times at college was very good. Like, I never had any issues. It was just all laughs and jokes and doing work. And at university, it was like a whole new ball game, where it was like, for the first 2 years, it was working and kind of getting along with your peers. But then in final year, it was more like everybody for themselves. Like, kind of like a free-for-all at the end. So that is what kind of created a lot of mental health struggles for myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about you,
Charles? Me personally, I've struggled with mental health issues pretty much throughout my life. So I knew that it would always be a factor, because it's always been something I've struggled with. But I just didn't realise how intense it was going to be. I didn't realise there was actually going to be times where I'd be like, crying about work. Like, I didn't see that. Like, if I was in college, you know, I wouldn't be crying about the amount of work I've got to do, but in uni that was like a massive thing, so that really hit me, that was going to be like, there was going to be so much pressure on me basically to do well.
Yeah, it's actually mad to me that how much pressure university is, like, because people do just make it about the part, like partying, I think is how it's sold. It's like, oh, you're just gonna be doing all this, but then you forget, oh, actually, no, we have got to do work as well.
Yeah,
we are trying to get a degree. Obviously, they say first year doesn't go towards anything, but you still have to pass. So it's still stressful, first year as well. So for you guys, when would you say, like, you know, it's affecting your mental health? A change in your mental health, sorry.
For me, mainly in final year. I mean, in second year, it's a little bit of a battle, but it's one of those things where I just kind of fought through it. But in final year, I think it became a bit more noticeable for myself, because the workload started to get quite intense. So then I was stressed about failing my degree. I'm thinking I'm paying all of this money for a degree, only to fail it at the end. To the point where there was multiple breakdowns, which if you do any kind of art degree, I can't speak for, you know, academic degrees, but for any creative degrees, you'll realise when you get into towards your final show that you'll probably just have like 1,500 breakdowns. So on the social side, it's a bit more tricky to find people that want to go out with you and people that you actually want to go out with. And I just mean that like as in going to party or going to societies or going to anything. Because if you don't have that many friends at first and you're not somebody that's very confident, then it makes you feel less inclined to go to socials and things like that, because you don't want to be like the only person there. Well, that's kind of the feeling that I get anyway. Like the anxiety of being alone and everybody's just like, wow, that guy's weird, like, why is he there? And final year, it was just more of a, like a lonely experience, so to speak, because a lot of my other friends would have their friends that they'd go out with, and then some of my friends didn't live on campus, and then it would be awkward for them to go home midnight, or they wouldn't want to stay over and then have to come straight to university from like mine or wherever else. So it just became a bit more of a battle of finding people to actually do things with outside of my university work, because obviously you need some downtime as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know what, guys, Sean actually said that to me when I first moved. He was like, this is actually as a positive, he was like, go to the societies and stuff, and go, even if you go by yourself, because people aren't actually looking at you like that. Like, everyone there is on the same boat. Like, it's not, like, literally I didn't want to go to some, because I was like, oh wow, what if I can't talk to anyone? But majority of people there have gone by themselves or with their flatmates that actually they're not really getting along with, but they've all decided to tag along together to So there might be someone else there that actually needs someone to talk to. And that's one thing I regret. I didn't get involved enough with the societies when I should have, to be honest. But Jeanette, on the other hand, with societies.
Yeah, I was part of the Christian Union and the Dance Society. And can I just say, like, if you're a person that struggles to make friends, or even just in general, joining a society in university is one of the best things you can do. Like, it literally gave me so many friends, so many people I still talk to now. Like, just so many good times, because you're all there, you're all doing, like, focusing on one thing. Especially dance, because it was physical, like, it was, like, really fun and energetic, and it was just, like, it just gave me something to look forward to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think, and with, like, Christian, like Jeanette just said, she went to Christian Union. I went to Christian Union third year, because my cousin went all three years, but he was the president of it the third year, and he was like, oh, you should come, and I'm like, no, I'm not religious, like, what am I coming to Christian Union for? And he was like, just come, because it's nice people, just in general. And I would advise that if you're struggling at uni, to go to Christian Union, because they're so welcoming. Majority of unis, I think, have one. And they don't try to, like, lure you in if you don't like stuff like that, where it's not just talking about Jesus 24/7. It's literally just friendly people. It's just a nice group of people, in my opinion. But you don't have to take that bit of advice, guys. I'm just saying, they really helped me final year. And I made some good friends there, actually, as well. But that was final year. So imagine if I had gone first year, I could have, like, not had my breakdown second year, because maybe I would have had a better time, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
So
my university, and I think majority of universities, have Student Minds as a society, which is a charity for students with mental health. Now, I didn't know about this till final year of uni. Did you guys know of any, like, mental health societies, or just the university offering help for people struggling?
For me personally, I didn't know of any of these things. And until you've just said Student Minds, we did actually have a Student Minds, but I didn't actually know what it was. So now I understand what that was now. But yeah, it wasn't really, like, made, like...
Aware.
That's
it wasn't advertised. I feel like it's not as promoted enough, but... This is not dissing the unis at all, by the way, so please don't come back talking about defamation, because we're just saying our one point of view. But because for someone else, it might have felt like it was promoted enough, but personally, I didn't think it was.
Yeah, and I feel like sometimes you don't know that you're battling with, like, mental issues, so to speak. It becomes a thing where you're feeling unhappy, or you're feeling some type of way, and you're just thinking, I'm being silly about this, so it's not an issue that I need to go and speak to somebody about. And then sometimes, if you're in bad company, you'll try and, you know, voice your opinions about how you're feeling at times. People will be like, oh, you're being silly, it's happened to me, and then everybody will try and dismiss it. So I feel like it also gets to a point where, at university, you don't realise you've got an issue going on, and you also don't know where in university there is somebody to speak to.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're being a bit too dramatic if you're having a bad day, and you're thinking, okay, I just want to speak to somebody about this. You wouldn't go around university, like, where can I go to find somebody to speak to? Like, it's not something that's promoted and advertised.
I feel like at college, it feels probably easier to do that. Even though I didn't do it at college, but because you've got your personal tutor, or you know who it is. I don't know about you guys, but I did actually harass my personal tutor. Like, she was my bestie at uni, but a lot of people don't know who their personal tutor is at uni, because it is so independent. But that's one thing I would say, like, go out of your way to find out who it is, because they can help you when you need it. Or that should be your first point of call, really, if you don't know who else to go to, or if this uni does do stuff like that. Like, my personal tutor, she did actually tell me that the uni offered counselling, they had dropping services. She didn't know about the charity. But she was just, like, my go-to, like, if I had... The last conversation we had was me saying that I'm dropping out. And it was... She literally sat with me for, like, 2 hours talking about it. And, like, just that 2 hours really did help. And I just think that Personal tutors, you know what, yeah, let's just give them a moment, because personal tutors are underestimated. Well, mine anyway. Underrated, guys, I'm just saying.
I didn't have anyone like that. We had like personal tutors, but they just were really, they weren't like with us on that level. Yeah. It was just kind of like, how are you doing at uni? Good, yeah. Fine. Like, they just didn't really interact with you on that level. But like, for me, I had to like actually seek out, because I really struggled in first year, I had to like seek out counselling. And like, I had a really good counsellor, like, it really helped me with the issues I was struggling with. Like, because in first year, like, obviously you move out and like, it's scary.
Yeah.
So I was worried about making friends. So I had some flatmates, and like, long story short, they just didn't really like me and we didn't get along, and that just really affected me, because I ended up spending a lot of time in my room. I was scared to go into the kitchen and make food because they were there. Like,
yeah.
And then like, it wasn't until I started going to see the counsellor, and then I got like another friend who is actually, funny enough, from Birmingham, but I didn't know before, which is weird. I got another friend, and she like brought me into her group of friends and like got me out and stuff. So I think the combination of counselling and just like just finding people that you can, you can talk to.
No, because to be fair, my personal tutor was amazing, but to be honest, you could have a personal tutor and they might not actually be like understanding. So me saying that, if you haven't got that person you can talk to, then try seek it out through maybe the societies. Or majority of units, I think, would have counselling services. It just might be in a different building or something. Like, there should be leaflets or something.
Yeah.
Or it'll be on the website. if it's that bad, you can't find it, go onto your university website.
Or phone them, that's what I did. I literally phoned them up and like, I'm like, okay, can I get a counsellor? Where do I get that?
I think it just comes down to being open about how you're feeling and how you're coping with the university. Because, to be fair, your tutors will have like one-to-ones with you and ask you how you're doing with university right now, and if you're anything like me, you'll just be like, yeah, I'm managing, that's fine, everything's okay, opposed to maybe voicing your opinion. And if you're going through a rough time at university, maybe voice it out, and then your tutors will be able to advise, whereas if you don't speak to somebody and explain, then nobody can advise anywhere where you can go, because they just think everything's okay. If you tell everybody, yeah, everything's fine all the time, people just believe you at the surface level. So
no, it's true. Like, mine with my personal tutor started because I literally didn't go to any of my lectures from like the second week of second year, and that was like semester one. I did not go to any of them lectures, so obviously my attendance rung up then that I wasn't attending. So she got in touch with me, and then it was through that. But like, to me, I think it's, a lot of people won't go to their lectures, say like first year or even second year, but if you're like feeling that fed up that you're not going to your lectures, like, that should be alarm bells or a red flag to you that something is going on, that there might be a deep issue. So that could be something, not even your personal tutors, you could speak to your lecturers about, or I didn't speak to my lecturers, I just spoke to my personal tutor. But I wish I had a child counselling, because I actually think it would have probably been alright, actually. Like, it would have been worth going. Just guys, you're taking out a student loan, try to get what you can from uni.
Yeah.
Try to get what you
Milk
can.
It.
Yeah, if they're offering these services, then try to take them if you need them. Like, do you have any bad experience when you, like, in your flat, or that you don't mind talking about?
No, but I think when you don't really know somebody very well, or know your housemates very well, it's like that awkwardness of finding the time when you can be either in your kitchen or somewhere in like a communal area, where nobody else is there, so you feel a little bit more at ease. Because some people have obviously housemates that aren't as nice, whereas my housemates in second year, mine were very nice. Like, I had a very good time like living with them. We threw like house parties, like we had like a really good experience. But in final year, I didn't really get to know my housemates, and now it's funny, I see some of them around and about and we'll talk, and they're actually really nice people. But at the time, I never got to know anybody. So throughout my third year, I literally stayed in my room probably the whole year. The only time I would come out is if I was going to the kitchen to make food, or if I was using the washing machine. Those things aside, I would always try and pick a time where I'm not meeting anybody en route, so I can just get in and out and then go back to my room. So it was a lot of time that I spent not really getting to know people.
Because I actually think a lot more people, even people that like have the best experience at uni, do go through that, like where they just go to the kitchen and try to avoid everyone. Because, like, to be honest, majority of the people I've spoke to when I was at uni, were in the same boat and they wanted to avoid everyone in their flat, because you don't always get matched with people. Even if, like, you do get on with them, you don't always get matched with people that you can have that, like, 24/7 feeling comfortable all the time, like, kind of thing with. Like, first year, we all tried to avoid each other and we didn't want to speak. Like, God, let me tell you a story about first year, actually, when I moved out, because let's get a little bit of story time. So, people will rub you stuff. Let me just put that out there. My seasoning now. So, I had all-purpose seasoning. And I knew, like, it was a new bottle, and I knew someone had used it, and my cousin was like, no, you're just being silly, like, you're just being paranoid. So I was like, okay, whatever, I'm not going to ask anyone. And I know it sounds petty, but I'm someone that I like people to ask me before they use my stuff. So, anyway, a couple of days have gone past, and then my flatmate said someone had used her tomato ketchup, and it wasn't me anyway. So I was telling her about this seasoning. And she said, oh, it was so-and-so. We'll just call him Bill for now, just for the story. And she was like, it was Bill. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, yeah, he told me. I was like, excuse me? So, first of all, so he used it. And then he was cocky enough to brag about it. So, I went and knocked down his door anyway, guys, to ask him about it. And he said that it was his friend. So, I had to go find his friend in a different block. And anyway, I didn't get, like, reimbursed for the for the seasoning, but I'm just felt like you guys should know, because I've just been scarred ever since first year from that with the seasoning, and I've just been stingy ever since with all my flatmates.
You must all my also purpose seasoning as well. It's obviously a hot topic.
You know what? Yeah, guys, before you go uni, if you don't know how, even, well, we know how to cook, but if you don't know how to cook and you just want a bit of flavour on your food, all-purpose seasoning.
Yeah, it always works.
You know, the clues in the name is for everything. So, yeah, that's a little tip as well.
But don't be put off, like, by our bad experience living with people, because actually, for my second and third year, I had the best time. I lived with the best people. Like, I love them to bits. So, like, yeah, some of my best friends. So, like, I think it's hit and miss, but it could be really good. So don't be put off of moving out. Like, just kind of go in with your head held high, the best intentions. If things don't work out, that's fine. But you'll always find someone that you can vibe with.
Yeah, but if you do find that you're not vibing with people, so to be honest, this is more I'm talking on campus or halls, you can speak to the, I don't know, whoever owns the halls, and they can move you to a different room or whatever somewhere else if it is that bad. I know a girl that had to do that. So I know it sounds all negative, but I just want to be realistic, because I never went there thinking that stuff like that would happen.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought it would be the best. We'd all be besties. I went on my first day. I left my door open, thinking that people were going to just come in and talk to me. Like, how embarrassing is that to say?
That's so cute.
Like, I really thought people were just going to come in, like, yeah, how you doing? But it really, that wasn't what happened. That's so shameful, but that really didn't happen.
I mean, that kind of happened for us. Well, me and my housemates in second year, anyways. We kind of just, it was like, everybody was moving their stuff into them. We just pop our ideas, yeah, like, hello, I'm such and such.
See, I wish that was what happened for me. See, guys, it can happen. It just, obviously, I just had a bad experience in them halls. It was just a shambles.
For my second year experience, like, it was good. My housemates were good. Like,
yeah.
We would spend a lot of time, like, talking in the kitchen once we'd got to know each other. And I said, we threw quite a few house parties. That was a very good second year. That's an example of good housemates.
Good housemates, and, like, yeah, good times. Yeah, like, I do know some people that had good housemates as well. I was a good housemate. Say no more. I was one of the best housemates you could have had. House parties, yeah. I do think everyone should experience a house party at university, if you can.
We didn't have them. We just had, like, pre-drinks, and then you go out. Like, yeah, we never had, like, an actual house party.
Yeah, even the pre-drink side, though, like, get everyone round to have pre-drinks.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that's how you'll meet new people as well, by other people bringing their friends and stuff. Just steal everyone's friends, guys. Like, not even be a party. Just whatever.
Get invited to something that isn't so much your scene, even if you just go for a bit to see what it's like, because at the end of the day, you're not obligated to stay at any event or anything that you go to. Just because you agree to go to something doesn't mean you have to stay. So you can always just pop your head into things, and if you don't feel it, then
leave. Yeah. Yeah, like, you're not, don't feel pressured into anything. We've got another story time, guys. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I forgot about this. I don't know if I told you guys. my second night out, first year, it was me and my flatmate, my cousin, her friend, and these two guys, and was playing games. So, you know, you'll learn about, like, Ring of Fire, and I don't know the other games.
Never have I ever.
Stuff like that. We're playing this game. I don't even know what this one was called. But basically, if the guy lost, he had to drink the other guy's wee. But, like, this is a true story, you know, guys. Andrew will like back this up. So, let's just say, I couldn't believe it, you know. I just thought, like, wow, is this actually what this life is about? And it was, like, he drank it because he lost.
Was this to get into, like, a society?
No, it was, like, again, it was just a drinking game. It was pre-drinks. I couldn't believe it. He drunk the guy's wee, like, with confidence as well, and I was like, oh my. So that's why I'm saying don't feel pressure, because I could never.
A shot of the or like a full glass?
No, it was like a full glass. Like, the wee was really yellow as well, guys. Like, it was actually
drink more
disgusting.
Water.
Oh my gosh. Like, you will see things you've never seen before.
Yeah, you will.
At uni. Just see. Like, I think you do experience life, like, good life lessons at uni.
Yeah,
like,
it just teaches you not to be so naive.
Yeah, don't be naive. Oh my god, he nearly jumped one's wig. Wow.
Oh wow.
I felt scarred for life from that. That was when I knew that I probably shouldn't have moved away, but what? There I was, still watching him drink this wig. I don't know. Have you got any like stories?
Like events or?
I don't know anything really, it's funny. Anything that stuck out to you, like?
One thing I had to learn from my university experience was. Like, as someone that's not, like, a drug person, just be wary that you will see people do drugs, and it just freaked me out when I first saw it, like, just people, like, obviously people are just different, some people do drugs, but I just wasn't expecting there to be so many drugs around me.
Yeah,
so just be mindful, and don't feel pressured, because some people try to pressure me, but I'm not on that, so I just was like, no, but don't let, like, even if they're your friends, if they're offering stuff, don't feel pressured to do that.
Yeah, don't, because it's really not worth it, like. Don't do drugs, kids. Don't do drugs.
Man, don't be afraid to say. As you said, don't be afraid to say no. Because I've been at a few house parties and pre-drinks where you've played Ring of Fire and people have poured some 70%+ absinthe into these.
And it's dangerous, yeah. You know. It's so
and
dangerous. Like.
I would just say from the jump that if I'm going to get that last kink, then I'm just not going to do it.
No.
Well, I saw somebody drink probably about 25 millilitres worth of just absinthe. That was basically what was in the jug. And she was good, you know, for the about half an hour. But then she went downstairs to the toilet, and we was considering calling her an ambulance because she was just finished, basically. Like, we eventually got her back home, and, you know, she's all right now. But don't feel the pressure to, if you know you can't handle something,
don't try and impress people.
You could have never done something before and then try it, and it can just go really bad, like, and you just don't want that to happen. I feel so obligated. I just feel like, a duty of care to you guys, like, please don't be pressured into anything, but have fun at the same time. Like, it's hard, it's a win and lose. I'm not trying to be like, oh yeah, you can't do this, can't do that, but just be sensible, like,
stick to your guns, don't let anyone make you do anything you don't want to.
Like, do not be pressured, that's the key for that. Yeah, guys, so, like, what would you advise students that are moving away, or even, like, because Sean, you commuted first year, didn't you?
Yeah.
So for both, really, what would you advise?
Well, in second year, I decided to live out because I just wanted to experience what it's like living away, because I feel like it becomes an important life skill, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 20, eventually you might want to move out of your parents' home, and then it's just having the realisation that there's bills, that you have to make your meals, you have to wash your own clothes, iron, whatever, you know, anything that your parents or family, friends and whatever may do for you already, so it's just kind of learning that. And also, it became quite tiring doing the commute every day. And I feel like people that either catch public transport or drive to university, you lot will know that some days of the week, you just can't be bothered to get up to go to university because you've got to get up early and then commute 20, 30, 40, an hour to get to university each day. And it's just, I didn't want to do that. And especially when I got into second and third year, I wanted to focus a little bit more. So I thought that if I'm on campus and I lived 10 to 15 minutes away in both second and third year, that just makes it a little bit easier for me to travel in and out of university. I can leave my campus at 9 o'clock at night after doing some work, go home, and then I can come back in straight at 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock in the morning it just made it a little bit easier for me. People wanted to do all-nighters in the library. I could do it and I'd be comfortable knowing that I'd be able to go home rather than having to get a bus or train back home and then have to come back to university in the morning. It just it didn't really make much sense to me. So I think it just comes down to try a year of commuting. I mean, if you don't get the chance to do it, then that's also fine. But just try it, just so you have the experience of it. Because in third year, I probably wish I didn't move out. Because as I said, there was a lot of problems that I dealt with in my final year, which if I lived at home, I probably would have been financially better off. And I would have been more focused because I would have been away from all the things that were bad energy for me. So
yeah, but obviously that for Sean was, so Sean lives in Birmingham and that was to Coventry. So when we say try commuting, we don't mean like try commute to Liverpool from Birmingham. Like, we mean somewhere like Wolverhampton or Coventry, like he's just said, or to the town centre. Because even me trying to get to Aston, I used to work at Aston Uni, guys, and even trying to get there from my house, it took me like an hour. And that's long, you know. And I mean, that's like my postcode, like West Midlands. That was long, so I could imagine.
Some people do commute that far. Like, yeah. My friend was from Leicester, and he used to drive to Coventry every morning. Oh, really? And that used to take about 40 to minutes to an hour each day. And he was just like, I wish I had moved out. Because he moved out in first year, but then commuted the final 2 years. And he said to me, I wish I lived in Coventry again, because it just makes it easier. He's like, some mornings, I don't want to drive all the way from Leicester to Coventry and have to drive back after, even like, it's just tiring.
Yeah, but I do hope this also says to people that don't feel obliged to move out as well. Like,
yeah,
as much as we don't want to put people off uni, obviously some of the stories are a bit negative. So, like, you know, don't feel like you're missing out 100% if you don't move out.
But I don't feel like you should feel obliged to either go university or not to go university. I think you need to just make your own decision on it. Because I feel like what happens as well is there's a lot of pressure that when all your friends are going to university and you're the only person who's not, that you think, I need to go to university as well so people don't think that I am not doing anything with my life. Whereas it just comes down to what you want to do. And you need to look into that and make a hard decision whether you want to go or not. Because university isn't for everybody. I know people that have dropped out after their first or second year because it just wasn't for them. And they're still in a good position now. And they've made the right choice for them. And I feel like you should make the right choice for yourself, rather than listening to all the noise around you and hearing that other people are going, that your parents might want you to go, or whatever else. Because at the end of the day, it's your life, and you have to be happy with your own decisions. So,
preach, Sean, preach. No, yeah, no, 100% though, I agree. Like, I know people now that have not gone to uni that are in a better position than me.
Yeah.
And I've gone to uni and got a degree. And that's not, there's people also that have been to uni and got in a better position than me, like, you can't, just because you don't go uni or go to uni, doesn't determine what's going to happen after. So don't let people put into your head, oh, if you don't go uni, then you're not going to get a job, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, it really just depends on, I would say, how hard you work, if you keep trying, your outlook, and yeah. And just, sometimes just pure luck as well. Like, yeah. Yeah, we're not working in jobs at the moment that are to do with our degree.
Yeah, it takes some time, like it does. Like, that's advice I would give. Like, basically, when you finish uni, just be prepared, because people, like, it's a cliche, people are like, oh, like, it's getting you ready for the real world, and it really is. Because for me, when I left uni, like, I felt like the carpet had been pulled from underneath me. Like, I felt really, like, confused and lost about what I wanted to do, and I had all these ideas, and I just had no idea about how to make them come true, kind of thing. So that's, like, what I'm working on now. So just be prepared, like, just kind of, when you leave in uni, just kind of try and have a plan about where you want to go, because, yeah, you'll struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think to, like, step on to that comment as well, it's about perseverance, that if this is something that you really want to do, is that when you graduate, or if you just decide to drop out or whatever, that you continue to work at what you want to do, rather than just sitting around after and thinking, okay, what's next? Like, even if it's just working on small projects or just something to keep your mind active, read, do something, just something to kind of push yourself out there a little bit further, because the people that work hard will reap the rewards of working hard as well.
So. Yeah, you will, guys. Don't, as many setbacks as you might get, just keep persevering, because you will get there eventually. Like, when I left uni, I actually had a plan in my head. I was like, right, so I'm going to get a job straight away. I'm going to move out straight away. I'm going to do all this stuff straight away. I don't know where I thought I was getting the money from to do all this stuff, but it literally took me 8 months to get a job, like a job with reasonable hours, and that's still not to do with my degree. I love it though. So sometimes things go a certain way for a reason. Like, I obviously wasn't meant to get a job in a law firm with my law degree. I've ended up getting a job where my managers appreciate that I've got a degree, but I didn't need it. So sometimes it's just the way stuff goes sometimes, just the way life is. But persevere, that's the key word. I feel like that needs to be the word of the podcast, persevere. Guys, once you got to your graduation day, did it feel worth it?
100%, yeah.
Realistically, though, you can be honest.
Well, after going to other people's graduations, I feel like everybody's graduation looked a bit more grand than mine. But, yeah, I think it was worth the experience. At times, I feel like maybe everything that I learnt from my degree, maybe I could have learnt by not being at my degree. But I think a lot of the experiences I had along the way is something that I wouldn't have got if I hadn't had gone to university as well.
Yeah.
So, for mine, it's a bittersweet, really. It's like, was worth it, but at the same time, I don't know if it really was worth it, but we'll see as the years go along whether I really get into something that I really want to do and then it becomes really worth it. As for now, it's just a bit on the fence, I suppose.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I feel like if I didn't go to uni, I don't know, actually, it's a bit, actually, I've asked this question, I really don't know how to answer it myself, but when I was sitting there and they were calling people's names, oh my gosh, I was so emotional because I was like, oh my days, I went through all this and here I am about to accept my degree. And it was such a good feeling, like, you're so proud of yourself because you've not just worked, like, you've worked hard, but you've also got through
so much
as well. Like, you do learn so much at university, like, regardless whether you say you get a high grade, or I just feel like there's so many life lessons in it. And to me, if I didn't go to university, I might have had a breakdown over something else if I was still at home, but that breakdown, like, led me on to knowing what I wanted to do. So it's like, this had to happen. So, I just feel like, no, yes, graduation, it was so worth it. It was so, so worth it. I feel like it was the worst year ever, but it was worth it.
Well, I think you get like that kind of, as you said, that feel-good feeling, because I submitted my last module with probably about 15 seconds before the deadline, which was very uncomfortable, and it wasn't really any fault of my own, it's just processed by computers, but whatever. But that would have been 60% of my grade, so I went through the last week of my degree thinking that I was going to fail my entire degree until those last seconds when I finally submitted it and looked back at it. And thinking about that, the accomplishment of actually passing my degree with a grade that I was reasonably happy with, it, I guess, is a big accomplishment. And it's also nice to see your university friends succeed as well. It's nice to see the success around you as you graduate with your peers and think, wow, we really did make it through these rough times. So.
Yeah, it's a massive buzz, I think. Like, it just feels really good to know that, like you said, like, you and all the people that you love and care about and have been through this journey with you, you're all there, you've all made it. Like, it just feels so good. And then when you walk up there and they call your name, like, you just feel like, really you get gas, you feel like, proud of yourself.
It's such a good feeling. That's such a good feeling. And I think, and I know that I've, like, my, to be honest, my stories about university, like, if I did, I could actually do a whole story time on my experiences at uni, but we won't ever do that because it's just bare negativity and you, like, don't need that in your life. But I've actually made, like, when I say my cousin, Andrew, basically, we knew each other from Birmingham, but, like, we used to work together. We didn't speak until we moved to university, and that's a friend for life now. Like, I literally owe him so much, as in, like, gratitude. It's just, so I've come out of uni with one of the bestest friends ever, like. And if I never moved to Liverpool, that wouldn't have happened. So, yeah, all these bad things happen, but I've made, like, someone that I call my cousin. Do you know what I mean? Like, the positives are there. Yeah, guys, I'm not just a negative patty, I promise. I'm not just a negative patty. like one of my closest friends there.
No, I think I second you on that as well. You make like unlikely friendships with people that you didn't really know that well. Like somebody that I went to primary school with that lives very local to where I live. We talked on that in school, but then we ended up going to local universities. Like he went to Warwick, and I saw him one time, and then he was like, "Oh, you should come out and like kick it in Warwick," and then going to Warwick and going to some of the parties out there and just experiencing what their university was like. It was probably some of the best university experiences I've had, and it's where I've met some of the nicest people that I've met as well. And that wasn't even at my own university experience.
Yeah.
But it was just an invite from somebody that I'd spoke with very little since kind of going to college and onwards. So you kind of make unlikely friendships, and these become friends for life because now me and him are very tight after that. So
yeah.
I think you make friends with like people that you didn't think you'd make friends with. Like some of my closest friends from uni are like people from completely different backgrounds to me that have completely different beliefs, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
And you just suddenly click somehow over everything. And then I think honestly, like when people were saying to me like, "Oh, you make friends for life at uni," like I just kind of didn't believe them. Like, but you do. Like some of the friends I made at university, like they are my friends for life. Yeah. Like they, you know what I mean? I've got them kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I agree as well. And I just think you kind of like learn more about yourself. Like not just really serious, but like I didn't know I liked anime until I moved to university. Like you learn new things, you get new hobbies and stuff, even if you don't go to the societies. Like you kind of have to, because you do need to keep yourself busy, especially if you move away and your family's not there or local. You do need to find stuff to keep yourself busy because it can be lonely. Like, and I think even people that have the best experience do get lonely as well, because of how stressful university can be.
I just wanted to make a point about grades, because obviously at university you go in there to get a good grade, like because you want to come out with like a 2 on or a first, but just don't put so much pressure on yourself that you like end up having a breakdown about your grades, because that's what happened to me. And then like a friend of mine, like he was like, "Why are you so stressed like about your grades?" He was like, "Yeah, you want good grades, but like especially with creative courses, all that matters is that you're making content that you like, you know what I mean, or that like you're making good content. If it doesn't meet the grading criteria, like it won't always do that, but just don't put yourself into a breakdown over not getting the grade you want."
Yeah, because that was literally what set off my first breakdown, was when I got my grade back and I was like, "Wow, okay, this isn't for me. This life is not for me." That was how I felt. I remember going to my friend at the time to their house and being like, "I don't think I could do this anymore." And it was my cousin's birthday, and obviously that wasn't the only problem. I weren't just like this because of the grade, but that was like the nail on the head, and it really set me off. But like with like what Janae's just said, if I hadn't let it get to me that much, I might not have actually had a breakdown. I might just like shrugged it off and be like, "Okay, I can work on it for the next one instead." Like it's so easy to be down. It's easier said than done, like with regarding your grades, because you will kind of beat yourself up about it. But you just have to try harder on the next one. Like, and sometimes it's down to your marker as well. Like if you get that marker that marks harsher, it's just sometimes it's just bad luck, which is what I think in the end happened to me as well, to be honest.
Yeah, and there's no like criteria to what is considered a good or a bad grade, because if you've worked hard and you've been graded something for it, then that was just you doing things to the best of your ability. And I don't feel like you should sometimes feel the pressure of when your peers get way higher grades than you, or your parents are having high expectations that they want you to finish with particular grades, because at the end of the day, you're doing this course and you can only do as well as you can do.
Mm.
So if your grade gets you a third, or if it gets you a first, at the end of the day, if you know in your heart that you've worked hard to get it, then you should be elated with the fact that you have completed a module and you've got a grade from it,
yeah.
Rather than you know you've tried but you've not tried your hardest, and then you've not got a good grade, then you know that you could have tried harder, but if you've tried your best, you've only done as well as you can.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be people that are better than you. They'll be either smarter than you or better creatively than you, so you just got to do what you can do and not grade yourself against other people's grades.
Yeah, don't feel pressure to tell people your grades, because some people like Sean said before, people are ruthless. Like, they want to know your grades to see if they've done better than you.
And so they can put you down and be like, what I got.
Don't feel pressure to tell them. I was friends with someone who, she would never tell anyone her grades for that reason. And she didn't want the negativity, which I think is good. And I still to this day don't know what grades she got. She's actually still at university. And I know someone else I was friends with, and she actually failed one of her modules, but she still graduated with a 2.1. So I feel like, illustrates the point as well. Just try not to be so hard on yourself if you get a bad grade, because it does happen to all of us. Yeah, so guys, to summarise that, well, firstly, Sean and Jana, thanks for coming on.
It's cool.
Talk about your experiences. I hope I haven't scared you off and that you'll come back. That awkward silence. thanks for coming on. I was saying stuff, and then, Sean would say something that was completely opposite. And so it just shows, experiences for everyone are different.
Yeah.
So don't take what we're saying as stick and stone, is that saying? Or like a straight Bible. That's
written
what it's
stone.
Written in stone. That's what university is gonna be like, because everyone's experience is different. But that was the whole point in having three of us speak about it, so that you can get different opinions. I really hope that it hasn't put you off. But I mean, if you want to hear more of my story times, guys, let me know, because my second year was very interesting. People that I live with, so I would love to do a story time on that. Actually, I think I might do it anyway. Next week, so I'm going on holiday tomorrow, so I will release while I'm away on holiday what the next podcast is going to be about. Episode three. Oh my god, how am I already thinking that it's more than two episodes? So I'll release the topic for episode three. If you look out for... No, guys, if you're not following me, follow me on Instagram, Twitter. They're the main two. I have got a Facebook situation as well, but, that's still in work in progress. So, if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter for the updates, that all my social media accounts are TMH with Tay. And let me do Fanatic Internet. What is it? Not internet. Fanatic Alphabet. So T for Tango, M for Maria, M for Maria, H for Horse. I think that's so completely wrong, but whatever. TMH with Tay. So if you follow me, just let me know what your thoughts on this. And guys, I hope you guys have a nice day and enjoyed it, and enjoyed special guests. If you keep me updated with what topics you'd like to hear us talk about, just feedback. I really appreciate the feedback, guys. And thanks for listening.